Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Alicia. So, yes, it is a conjunction, which is a very old-fashioned word for two planets or two horoscope factors at the same degree in the same zodiac sign. So, we haven't seen this since the end of the Crimean War. We haven't seen this since Florence Nightingale. It's an exceptional combination of opportunity and solution and escape. And today we are going to find the opportunity, the solution, and the escape for you in one area of your life, which will be ruled by the zodiac sign of Pisces in your regular sun sign chart, but also show up for lots of you in your birth chart as well. So we've got people here from all over the world, which is fantastic. I can see Anne Dupree in Santa Monica. I'm just going to scroll down. We've got somebody else here. We've got Anna Hunter in York over in England. I miss York. We've got Gemma Hall in Wales. We've got Lizzie Simpson in Vaucluse in Sydney, not too far from you, Alicia. We have Mark from Toronto in Canada. So it's really big global spread of people. As I was saying at the beginning, as we were all coming into the chat, this lineup of 23 degrees Taurus, the North Node, 23 degrees Scorpio, the South Node, 23 degrees Pisces will fall into line for different people in different parts of the world, depending on your time zone. Okay, so for some of us, it's this weekend, which has just started in Australia, and for others, it will be as late as Monday. If you have anything in your horoscope that's just outside 23 degrees, so 22 or 24, then the timing won't be exact, but it's going to be April. So let's talk about Jupiter and Saturn and what they mean and what they represent. The intention of this session today is to get you to find the opportunity, the solution, and the escape. And that comes from these two big planets. Jupiter has always been about the open door to something bigger and better. So Jupiter was known on the Silk Road. The Romans used to call him Jupiter Optimus Maximus. So optimism and optimizing the maximum. Throughout Southeast Asia, Jupiter is responsible for what we call the Asian zodiac, sometimes called the Chinese zodiac. It was the 12-year revolutional rotation of Jupiter that gave everybody their sign, whether it was an ox or a dog or a monkey or a goat. That's Jupiter as well. And finally, in India, Jupiter is known as Brihaspati or Guru. So, all these different cultures, all these different stargazers who are on the Silk Road talking about the same planet. And what is most extraordinary about all of this is that 2,000 years ago, they associated Jupiter with the biggest, the greatest. And now, astronomers, of course, have confirmed that he is a gas giant. So, whatever is unfolding has the potential to be huge, massive. Until the month of May, when Jupiter leaves Pisces. At the same time, Jupiter is associated with all that's good. So he is a problem solver. In Pisces, in your solar chart, I'll just quickly run through the life area that's being triggered. So if you're an Aries, it's about spirituality, it's about religion or therapy, it's about dream interpretation, the world of psychics and mediums, meditation, it's about the inner self because it's in your solar 12th. It's about what's secret and internal. And if you're a scientist, it's about quantum theory for you. But if you're religious, it's probably about Buddhism or the Roman Catholic Church. And if you're a Taurean, it's about the group, it's about the tribe, the community, the association, or the club. It's about the team. And it's about how you either escape if you need to escape, or how you make more of it if you need to make more of it. And within that network, there will be friends. Big, big moment for you and the business of friendship. If you're a Gemini, then it's about success and status because this is in your solar 10th house. Okay, so it's about achievement and ambition. And again, there is an escape because Neptune is all about escaping from the real world. It's like taking a holiday from reality, or it's about the chance to go big. Okay. If you're a Cancerian, it's in your solar 9th house, which rules foreigners and foreign countries. It also rules publishing and the World Wide Web and academia. And often these cross over. So, for example, you might be learning French online with a class of people who are from all over the world. It's on that level. And for you, this is about a way out, a way through, or a way up. Even in a pandemic, that's what's going on for Cancerian people that you know. If you're a Leo, then it's about finance, property, charity, or business. And again, it's that idea of a bubble. because Neptune rules bubbles. It's insulating you and protecting you from the real world, this transit. And it's also big, okay? It's already proven itself to you a couple of times. It could get bigger. If you're a Virgo, then it's about the duet or the duel in your life. So commonly about marriage, but it can be about your ex if you're at odds with each other. It's about any pair or couple in your life. So it can be a professional duet or partnership. When we talk about a duel, it sounds odd that you could have something fantastic coming from a contest or a battle, but sometimes a weak opponent can be the making of you. And if you're single, you're in the field, you're in the zone for a new duet by Christmas. If you're a Libran, this is about your sixth house in your solar chart of lifestyle, workload, health, well-being, and the daily routine. It's about your service and duty to other people, including the dog who you have to walk or the cat who you have to feed. But it's also about your service and duty to yourself, your mind, body, and spirit. So there are opportunities and breakthroughs, escapes, escape paths, and also bubbles to float around in available for you. If you're a Scorpio, then it's possible that if you have your sun at Scorpio 22, 23, 24, there's a trine, what they call a trine, from Jupiter and Neptune, and a conjunction from the south node in Scorpio. So if you're in that group, if your birthday does fall around then, this is an historic time for you. It's unforgettable. But for all Scorpio people, this transit is in your solar fifth house, which rules the generation gap. So it's about your nieces and nephews, your own children, godchildren. It's about any children or teenagers associated with your professional life. So you may be a teacher or a football coach. It's also about any sexual relationship which could make you a parent, a step parent, or an aunt or uncle figure. So it's on that level. It's an escape for you if you need an escape, or an open door if you need an open door. A lot of Scorpio pregnancies are going to be confirmed in 2022. If you're a Sagittarian, you probably already know this. It's about your house or your apartment, your town or your country. There are ways through and ways out. Thinking very, very big is a good idea. Normally you can't do that, but on Jupiter, your ruler, Neptune, with the nodes massaging them into life, it's a good idea to be more ambitious than usual and to have higher hopes than usual for your town, your country, your house, or your apartment. And that pulls in your shared household or your family as well. You are ruled by Jupiter, Optimus Maximus, Guru or Brihaspati to the Indians, and in Southeast Asia, responsible for the other zodiac. And so that kind of lends itself to your qualities, which are expansive and global and far-reaching and far-seeing. Jupiter's already big. He rules you. Life at home is going to get bigger for you. If you're a Capricorn, this is in your solar third house, which rules your brothers and sisters and cousins. It rules your way with words and ideas, online and offline. And it also rules getting around the neighbourhood or the region. It rules short journeys and commuting. And at first sight, it feels illogical that one house of the chart should rule all of that together. But if you are a Capricorn and you think back to your childhood, you probably learned to speak or read through a sibling or cousin because they were your babysitters. Families invariably leave Capricorns with a brother or sister or cousin, and that's how you learn to speak. And the bond is always there for Capricorn, whether it's good and easy in later life or difficult. Also in childhood or teens, you got around the local neighbourhood on your bicycle, or you got the bus, and you learnt to zip around town. Once again, as a child or teenager, you can't go very far, but this idea of the local area and the local region and how you get from A to B is still with you as an adult, and it's about to take off for you. If you're an Aquarian, then this transit for you is about the money. It's about all that you own, earn, or owe. It is about a house or apartment, a business, a charity, or precious possessions and valuables. So for you, there is a way out or a way through or a way up, and you've already had a taste of that. You're basically surfing, Aquarius, so you're surfing on a wave to somewhere bigger. Finally, if you're a Pisces, this is in your sign, obviously, so it's personal to you. And if you are a Pisces and you have the sun in the sign of the fishes, you are already well known for inhabiting a different world, okay? So some of you are artists and some of you are psychics and some of you have jobs where your feet don't touch the ground. We have Pisces people who don't seem to occupy the same space as everybody else. They are in parallel to it. It's like the two fish. One fish goes here towards the real world and the other fish swims that way away from the real world. All of this is normally something that might leave you feeling all at sea. But as we go into the Jupiter-Neptune lineup with the nodes, you will feel as if you're in the swim. It will feel finally as if the world is coming up to meet you halfway. And there'll be a relaunch in 2022, a rebirth, a new look, a new title, a new role, a new way of presenting and packaging yourself that comes very easily to you that you don't have to try so hard for. So that's the weather in terms of a general forecast. Sun sign astrology works like a weather forecast. It's not personal to you. So if I look outside the window, I can see the weather that affects me and everybody else in my road, you know, but here I've got an air conditioner and a heater on the wall. It's completely different. That's personal. I can control that. That's just aimed at my desk. That's out there, but I'm also experiencing it. And that's what your solar and natal chart is like. The general weather that affects you and then the temperature control within your space is your birth chart or your natal chart. So let's have a look at some of these comments that we've got here. Lots of you have got stuff around 22, 23 degrees, 24 degrees. The exact lineup at 23 will be felt if you have 22, 23, 24. But how is the big question? Well, your tarot later will help you with that if you do have that kind of chart. But in general, and this is for all of you who go through a transit, you always go back to your personal chart. What is in the chart that's being brought to life? Because that's the story, okay? It's a little bit like the weather arrives and it's sunny or it's rainy or whatever it's going to be, but what it triggers or what it brings to life is already there. It's in you. So I'll just take some examples. Andrea Tade has Fortuna at 23 Libra and Vesta at 22 Cancer. So thank you, Andrea. I'll just use that as an example. So Vesta is about a gender imbalance. It's always about one male and two or more females. And the male usually engenders competitiveness amongst the females. Prince Andrew has a big Vesta pattern in his horoscope. He's the only male in a family full of women. Okay, that's just one example of how it's manifested for him. But we also have, alongside this symbol of Vesta, Fortuna, which is the wheel of fortune, how you spin the wheel of fate and fortune for other people. In Libra, it's about that duet or duel, the two of you, one with one or one against one. So there is a story going on here in your life, just taking you as an example, you'll know what I mean, about a gender imbalance, okay, and about how you're affecting the wheel of fate and fortune for the other person in a duet or a duel. We also have another example here. Donna has the IC at 23 Pisces and the MC at 23 Virgo. So Pisces, Virgo are opposite signs. The IC is where you come from. That's your family tree. It's your ancestry. And your MC is where you're going. In Virgo, it's towards a life that's based on work, but also your body, making sure that your mind, body and spirit are in tune with each other. That's going to come alive as this transit comes around. If you do have oppositions in your chart, opposite signs with factors at 22, 23, 24, then that kind of imbalance or that tug of war that's inside you with those two signs is going to come to life, but in a way that is there for you as an escape or a solution. Okay. So when we're talking about this lineup in your horoscope, it's important to take it apart according to your own chart first and foremost. And everything that you need to do that is on my website. If you're a premium member, use the library of flipbooks or use the access to features to find out what does it mean if I've got Bacchus at 23 Scorpio? What does it mean if I have my MC at Aquarius 24? You need to go to the sign. The sign will tell you the what, and then the horoscope factor will tell you the how and the where. It's important with Jupiter Neptune to be proactive. A lot of this is going to happen without you doing anything at all. Some of it is karmic in nature, and I'll give you the dates for this. The reason it's karmic is because of the nodes. Now, the North Node and South Node work backwards through the zodiac sign, not forwards. They are traditionally associated with karma from this life and previous lives as well. In India, they call them Rahu and Ketu. They're also known as the dragon's head and the dragon's tail. In your birth chart, they show your past life. So the signs will show you why you've reincarnated and what you were doing last time, why you've come back. When they move, they're invisible points, by the way, you can't see them. They show us what we are owed from last time, and all of us are due for good karma. So August the 28th, 2003 to September the 8th, 2003, the nodes were in exactly the same places. The North Node was at 23 Taurus and the South Node was at 23 Scorpio. So what you were doing between August and September 2003 is coming back. It's usually not literal, okay? So it's not going to be the same faces or the same places or the same stories, but it will be thematically very, very similar, unmistakably so. And because this nodal transit ties into Jupiter, the greatest and the best, Neptune, the way out, the way through, we can only assume that it's good karma. So there's something about August and September 2003 that means you're owed. And the nodes always deliver from about 18, 19 years ago. If you have your email to hand and you can check back as far as that, or you have a diary, that's a very, very important period of your life to look at. Gratefully receiving is part of what Jupiter is all about. The other thing about Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces is that you will get synchronicity with it. So you may find, for example, that you have eagles, which is Jupiter's bird, or thunder, which is Jupiter's means of communicating. He was the Roman god who had an eagle on one side and a thunderbolt on the other. And when we talk about a boom, we're talking about thunder, that kind of booming sound. That's what you get with Jupiter. So if you have Jupiter passing through a financial sector of your chart, then there's a boom there. There's a financial boom or a property boom that you can take advantage of. The association with the eagle is that it flies high. It shows you the vast landscape of what is possible. It shows you the biggest possible picture. So that's why the Romans chose the eagle to be Jupiter's bird. And there may be some synchronicity around that bird for you this weekend as well. It's a reminder, if so, that you shouldn't think small. The whole point of Jupiter Neptune is to rise above everything and see the greatest possible outcome for yourself, and to not be afraid of reaching for it, really. This is a highly unusual transit. As I said, we've not seen it since the end of the Crimean War, which is extraordinary given that Vladimir Putin is in exactly the same spot on the map. If I didn't know better, I'd say that he was using astrology, actually. But if he's hoping for an outcome in his favour, he's wrong. Okay, but basically what we're seeing here is this kind of religious boom for many people. In other cases, it's going to be a boom in spirituality. You couldn't pin down Florence Nightingale, the lady with the lamp in the Crimean War, to any particular religion. She was just about spirituality. In fact, the symbol of the lamp is a very good symbol for Jupiter Neptune. I made a prediction a very long time ago that the Pope would be in the spotlight in April 2022, just because of this transit that we're seeing now. And the Pope has offered to fly to Ukraine. Watch all Christian religions, okay, over Easter, because the Pisces fish are associated with Christianity more than any other symbol. The figure of Jesus Christ is associated with the fishes. And when we see a Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in Pisces at Easter, you are going to see, I would have thought, something akin to a miracle with the Christian churches worldwide. As an astrologer, that's what you would expect to happen, because Neptune is about the other reality. But the reality of angels and spirits, the reality of the spirit world, of nature spirits, of fairies, of God, of saints, is real, okay, to Pisces dominant people particularly, who understand it. But in astrology as well, we associate miracles with Jupiter, Neptune in Pisces. I'll talk a little bit more after our tea break about, or where, depending where you are, your red wine break, about what it means to have Pisces factors in your natal chart, how this is going to affect your 12th house, if you do have Pisces stuff in your birth horoscope, and what to expect from the people around you as well who'll be going through it. I'll just have a quick take of some more questions in chat. Okay. So Stephanie Shields says she was in high school, but her teenage years weren't normal at all. This is the nodal cycle that we're talking about. And my friend and I were talking about eagles 2 days ago. I wonder if anybody else has had an eagle synchronicity. I had a couple of kookaburras fly over the studio yesterday. It's not eagles. It's about as close as we get where I live. Okay. We've also got feeling scattered and trying to be focused. The tarot can really help with that. So in the second half of this session today, I'm going to go through this deck. For those of you who are curious, I use this deck, the Smith-Waite. It's free on my website. I was very lucky to be given permission to reproduce the tarot on my website by the late Stuart Kaplan. So it's there as a gift, really, from the Kaplan estate, you know, to use. But of course, I have my own deck as well. I strongly recommend buying a deck if you find that tarot works for you. This is the Smith-Waite deck. And what it can do, just one card, can narrow your focus and sharpen your vision. And it can also give you one of those moments of got it. Okay. So what we're going to do in the next half is look at how to work with this tarot and how to work with just one card. And how to take that card and line it up with your birth chart or your solar chart and see what the story is and see where the escape is, where the solution is and where the opportunity is. Terribly important to focus. Before we go to a tea break or a wine break, I'm going to draw a card with you. I have spirit with me as well. Those of you who are mediums, if you feel the classical chills down the spine or the hairs are all standing up on your arms, you've got spirit with you as well. There are a few mediums here. So even though we're in different countries, we've got an atmosphere here, a global bubble, if you like, where the spirit world can chat to us, can communicate with us. So I'm going to ask spirit to help me with one card for everybody who's here. There are 220 people here and you are from every time zone. What's this all about? What are we going to get from it and what can we get from it? This is so classic. I literally can't. This is typical of the tarot. This is the King of Cups. This is Neptune. Okay. So this deck is not stacked. That is typical of astrology. You can see Pisces, the fish in the card. You can see Pisces, the fish. It's a dolphin there, really, jumping over a wave. There's King Neptune himself. And if you look at his necklace, he has a fish on his necklace. Now, this is a cup. A cup is always about water signs. So this is about a man or men, plural. To me, this is the Pope, okay? I've been speaking about the Pope. Here he is, the loaves and the fishes miracle, the fisherman of Christ. But in your own life, in all our lives, this is still about a man or men, plural, but not the usual sort of masculinity that we expect. This person is spiritual, possibly deeply religious, Christian by nature or Christian by choice. He doesn't exist in the same reality as the rest of us. The cup is gold, so there's solid gold there. There's something there for us to take from. It's very much about your life, okay, particularly if you have a man like this around you. But in general, for all of us, it's about a different sort of masculinity that's on offer this April. It takes us to a different place and a different plane. And if we think about the basics of Christianity, it's do unto others. That's really what it's all about. I thought that this would be a miraculous April, and I think this card confirms it. And as the Romans would have said, don't think small. Optimus Maximus, reach for the biggest and the best. Okay, so Alicia, do you